Today on Building the Bakken.
You know, the Bakken was discovered on Mr. Bakken's farm in, I think, 1950, and it took a while to crack the code. And so we're getting better and better on the Niobrara play.
And they'll build these large pieces of equipment, I call them like giant Legos of steel, and ship them from Billings, Montana, over the middle of the night while we're all sleeping, over roadways into Canada and then up to Fort McMurray. And
It's a gold mining town during the gold rush. That's what's going on in North Dakota.
It's ongoing, it's never ending, and I think that's a good thing. I like to think of it as organized chaos.
It wasn't that a delicious thing for Wyoming? We are so pleased to have Coach Bowe here. And
Louisiana was number two in the nation in terms of chemical production, second only to Texas. Texas has those same three things and I mentioned.
Leave it to the guys from North Dakota to get an idea and actually stop talking about it, but get it done.
From the epicenter of the nation's economy, North Dakota.
Crude oil, 100 million years in the making. This was brought out of the ground about 3 days ago. It's just now seeing the light of day for the first time in 100 million years.
The Bakken Formation is transforming the way people live and do business.
I work in the oil field up in the Killdeer Mountain. It is snowing. Been snowing here for about an hour to hour and a half. Visibility is quarter to half a mile.
Each week, host Jason Spiess leads headline making interviews with industry voices and oil field newsmakers.
Ed Schaefer, former Governor Schaefer, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm great. How are you doing, Jason? Good to be on air with you.
Building the Bakken is about the people, the culture, and the community.
I sleep in the back of my Dodge Ram pickup. Yeah, 9 days out there, 24/7, no shower, you know, no anything.
The host of Building the Bakken, Jason Spiess.
If you like fine wine, you'll love fine oil.
Welcome to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spiess. On today's episode of Building the Bakken, we talk with the governor of Wyoming, Matt Mead. Lauren Scott, president of Lauren Scott & Associates, also professor of economics at Louisiana State University. We travel to Billings, Montana, and talk with the executive director of the Big Sky Economic Development Corporation, Steve Arviscow. In our weekly Business of the Bakken feature, we talk with Ryan Mueller of General Equipment. All that, plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken. I'd like to take this opportunity to mention our sponsors. Building the Bakken is an educational and informational program that could not happen without the help and the support of our sponsors. MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Montana Rigmat, Montana's original rigmat company. Better mats, better prices. And the Crude Life. When you have a project that requires a crude approach, contact the Crude Life. Once again, this educational and informational program known as Building the Bakken could not happen without the support of our sponsors. If you have an opportunity and you see someone from Montana Rigmat, The Crude Life, or MBI Energy Services, thank them for supporting Building the Bakken. I'd appreciate that very much, and I know many of the people interviewed on this program would appreciate it as well. As we continue this educational and informational program known as Building the Bakken, I'd like to direct you to our website, www.buildingthebakken.com. Go ahead, bookmark it. You're going to want to remember it. Past shows are available. If you miss it here on the radio, you can listen to archives on our website, along with original print articles. In addition to Building the Bakken Radio, which appears on over a dozen radio stations across four states, we also write original Bakken and Shale Play articles and feature stories for a variety of publications, ranging from the Oil and Gas Monthly out of Abilene, Texas, to the Oil Man from Norman, Oklahoma, to the Bakken Breakout magazine distributed and published by the Bismarck Tribune, to the Drill, a Dickinson Press publication. Invite you folks to pick up a copy of a Bakken publication and take a look to see if Building the Bakken columns, feature stories, and articles are featured inside. Of course, those stories and past archives are available on our website at buildingthebakken.com. One last thing I'd like to mention is our weekly newsletter brings you original information, links to the show, and upcoming events happening in the Bakken. Our newsletter is free and only comes once a week. All that information, plus our media affiliates, can be found at buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken Radio can be heard every week at this time on this radio station. Coming up, the governor of Wyoming, Matt Mead.
Yeah, brother, you can't fake it. You're gonna make it. You gotta live it.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our next segment, Bakken Events, we travel to the Rocky Mountain Energy and Infrastructure Summit happening in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Many of the top minds in energy convened in this two-day conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. We had an opportunity to catch up with the governor himself, Matt Mead.
Matt Mead, Governor of Wyoming.
Governor Mead, just a quick state of maybe Wyoming energy, some of the plays that are going on. I saw that a company, Devon Energy, for example, pulled a number of permits down in the southern Wyoming area. Just maybe a lead in there.
Yeah, well, we've got, the Niobrara play is big for us. As a fact, when the Niobrara play first started going a couple, maybe 3 years ago, some even suggested it would be as big as the Bakken play. Now, it has not turned out that way, but I would point out, the Bakken was discovered on Mr. Bakken's farm in, I think, 1950, and it took a while to crack the code. And so we're getting better and better on the Niobrara play. One of the challenges we do have, when natural gas dips below $4, I think it's like $3.68 today. We don't see some of the development we want to see, and we see some people, saying we were going to have a permit there, and now we're deciding not to, because a lot of these companies are trying to balance that portfolio a little more towards liquids to oil, and then. But we're in good shape. I mean, our revenues are ahead of projections. We would like gas prices to come up a little more, but oil has been great for us the last 2 years.
Have you seen any of the Bakken ripple, I call it, the Bakken spillover? Of course, you guys have Gillette, and that's really being primed for such a centerpiece to a lot of shale plays that are kind of moving to the west. Yeah. Just your comments on that.
Well, we see it a little bit. Well, first of all, in Natrona County, Converse County, Campbell County, Gillette, they're all doing well. What the Bakken ripple that we see is maybe a little different than your question was looking towards is that We have trouble competing sometimes for the labor force. We have people leaving Wyoming, even those people who may work out in the oil patch, leaving Wyoming to go up to the Bakken because the pay may be better. And so it's a challenge. And then we have people who are not in the oil gas business, who are in such and such business, but they're not making the wage they want to, and they go up to the Bakken, they can find jobs, even driving trucks or whatever it may be. And so North Dakota is just, so much going on. I think all surrounding states are getting some labor force drawn from them to support the Bakken.
To kind of validate your point a little bit, the eastern side of North Dakota is having that issue a little bit too. I talked with an electrical firm that stopped sending electricians out to the Bakken because they lost them. They'd go out to dinner at night and they get offered a job for $8, $10, double your pay, whatever it is, more an hour. And so the Minneapolis Fargo distribution chain really saw an early activity. There's a lot of construction happening here in North Dakota. I did want to ask you about the connection between manufacturing and coal or energy. If you wouldn't mind starting with coal, because I heard you speak a little bit about that connection, but I also think that spills over into the energy field itself with manufacturing construction.
Yeah, well, there's no question about it. I mean, coal is a base load, of course. It allows us in Wyoming, for example, year in and year out to have the lowest cost electricity, absent some of those areas that have hydropower. But, whether it's coal, whether it is oil, energy generally, by our ability to produce energy and with the technology and horizontal drilling we've seen just in the last 5 years even, allows our states and our country to be so much more competitive, because if you want to be competitive manufacturing, you have to have low-cost energy. If you want to do what we're doing in Wyoming by attracting data centers, what a great thing to be able to say, hey, you can't do it more cheaply than you can here, because the heating, cooling, or its cooling costs for those places are so expensive. Electricity is a huge part of whether they're going to go to your state or not, and that's all tied to affordable energy. North Dakota with their oil.
And that was Wyoming Governor Matt Mead. To listen to the full-length interview or other Bakken event features, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. Still smoking them same old cigarettes, still drinking that same bottle of wine. And...